Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman. And on today's episode, I actually will be talking about just the Lakers and the Raiders. Just doing a short one on the Raiders, mainly going to stay focused on the Lakers on this one, as we'll be doing a little bit of a recap on the game that they unfortunately ended up losing on ring night for the defending champs of the Denver Nuggets. Ended up going, 119-107. We'll kind of break down that game a little bit. Plus, we'll go ahead and talk about the game tonight going up against the Suns. And just even kind of do like a little bit of a preview, if you would, on that one. Now, the one thing that we'll bring up with the Raiders, I will kind of preview Monday night's game, but I really want to do that the day of, especially since it is going to be on a Monday night. So you'll definitely go in and keep an eye out for that one for Monday. The main thing, though, just want to go in and talk about just how the team's trending, if there's any kind of big reports coming out of training camp and so on and so forth. But we'll talk all about that here on this episode. It is episode 163, recording this on an early, Thursday morning. It's Thursday, October 26th, 2023. Just want to welcome everybody on in. And if you guys definitely have some time, make sure you guys go in and take the time to go in and follow me on Instagram, on X or Twitter. Make sure you guys follow me on Facebook. You have my email address where you guys can go and send any kind of questions, where you guys can go ahead and send me any kind of suggestions or maybe topics that you guys would like me to go and cover on the podcast. I love any kind of suggestions. I love to go and talk to anybody who listens to this. And for those of you guys who do, definitely want to send my appreciations. So with that being said, though, guys, let me just let you know where you can follow me, right? It's going to be West Coast Pod 702 for Instagram and for X, and for Facebook, just look up the name of the podcast, West Coast Sports Podcast. So let's get right into it here, guys, as I want to go and talk about the Raiders really quick. So talking about the Raiders, they, you know, had that unfortunate defeat, and they got a really tough opponent here coming up, going being the Detroit Lions. So with the Lions here, guys, I am honestly always seeing that they have, they have a lot of great weapons when it comes down to it. They have a great quarterback in Jared Goff who knows how to get it to his weapons. They had a little bit of an issue when it came down to their running back situation, but the rookie sensation, Jahmyr Gibbs, really ended up showing the type of player that he is, and as well, how good he can actually be, you know, just coming out of from a rookie. There was a lot of talks about him and as well Bijan Robinson being some of the best running backs that came out of that draft. So definitely want to keep a close eye on that, especially knowing that they like to run the ball in order to go ahead and set up the passing side of their offense. I would definitely 110% want to keep a close eye on that running game. If they get their running game going and we cannot put a stop on it, then definitely keep an eye out for that passing game, because once they get that going, they always get their passing game going. They got another rookie on the other side. Well, actually not on the other side, on the same side, but being a tight end and Sam Laporta. That guy, he's really solid. He's what you want in a tight end. Got some really sure hands. I really think that he's only dropped maybe up to three, maybe five pep balls that have been thrown his way, some of them, and that's just being dropped. I think it's less than that, honestly. I think out of all the targets, he's only come down with less than five. So definitely a great target to go and have. It's definitely going to be one of the things that our linebackers are going to have their work cut out for them, basically, on that one. So definitely close game to go and keep, or definitely something close to keep an eye on. The main thing for us on the defensive side, are we able to go and stop their running game, and are we able to go and provide some pressure to the quarterback? Now, Jared Goff, he's a great quarterback. He's been shown that he is a great quarterback throughout history and everything, even though some people may say something different, whatever the case is. My main thing that I've noticed with him, though, is that he tends to be a quarterback that can make mistakes at times, but for the most part, he is really, really great at making sure that he does not make mistakes. Now, can our defense apply some pressure, especially from the guys up front, you know, being the defensive line? Can they provide some pressure in order to go ahead and maybe have him make a mistake where our cornerbacks or our DBs can go and come away with an interception? Hell, I mean, it can even be one of our linebackers, right? So definitely have to keep a close eye on that. It is one of the things that I'm thinking that's going to be the big game changer for us on our side. If we can stop that running game a little bit, or at least contain them, you know, I don't, as long as they don't go off like crazy on the running side, then I'm pretty sure our defensive linemen, including with Max Crosby, and you got a couple guys who have kind of started to show up, you know. You have the guys right up in the middle who have been showing up, and they've been looking a little bit better. So great to go in and keeping a close eye on that. Now, as far as the offense, guys, I'm really thinking they need to go ahead, and it's kind of the same thing that we need to watch out for. If they can get the running game going, then I think that's going to be the main thing that's going to go ahead and help fuel the team towards a victory. We'll definitely break down more and more about that, you know, once I preview it on, or once we do a quick little preview on it on Monday. But we'll definitely talk all about that. I did want to go in and take some time because I did want to make this one, unfortunately, a little bit short. I have to make sure I get my way over to work and everything. So with that being said, though, guys, I do want to take the quick time to go in and talk about the Lakers, kind of previewing tonight's game. And then as well, kind of talking a little bit about the game from Tuesday, being going up against the Nuggets. So as mentioned, guys, looks like I was pretty wrong as far as my prediction. I was thinking that the Nuggets were going to be a little bit, you know, they're going to be a little bit emotional or something. You know, that they're pretty much all that was going to be tied up into that. They weren't going to really have their heads focused on the game and so on and so forth. But they were prepared. When it came down to it, I got to give it to them. They were prepared. They were ready for it. They made sure that they didn't, you know, stay too focused, or that they weren't too high on the whole ring ceremony thing and the banner ceremony thing. They also wanted to make sure to let their fans themselves know, Laker fans know, Lakers. They wanted everybody to know that they're not going to go away. That they're not, you know, a team that's going to go ahead and just roll over and die, or that they're another team, that they're a team that's going to compete for another championship. So definitely interesting to go in and see something like that. I mean, yeah, it's one thing I did not expect, honestly. Like I said, in my prediction, I thought the Lakers were going to be able to go in and spoil ring night for them. And it turned out the opposite. But whatever the case is now at this point, it is what it is. I was really impressed, honestly, when it came down to how the Lakers looked. They had some good moments in there. So some of the things that, you know, people have been talking about, you know, with AD going scoreless in the second half and this and that. I really think people need to chill. It's one game. He needed some time. I don't know what, or he needs some time. He needs, you know, it's the first game. Whatever the case is, I'm not expecting this team to go ahead and be, you know, polished and ready to go right off from game one. They do have a couple of different pieces on this team, so it's going to take some time for them to go and fully understand how this team is best equipped to go ahead and continue forward. You know, this team, what is it? I mean, besides the team that was together last season, I mean, they haven't even played a full season together, you know. But there was definitely some bright spots. AD definitely looks great when he's ready to go and everything. But the main thing is, he was focused way, 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 way too much on the defensives, on the defensive side. If he's gonna be solely focused on the defensive side, and that means that he's not gonna be able to drop 20 points, and it is gonna be up to the rest of the squad, which I definitely think is possible. There is no reason why this team should be looking towards AD to be that guy to score 30 points every single game, come away with 15 rebounds and 3 blocks every single game. That's ridiculous. That's absurd to really think about that he's gonna be able to come down with that every single game. Especially if we're gonna be asking him to focus so much on the defensive side, there's plenty of times where he was held responsible to take care of two guys. I mean, if you're really asking this guy to go and do that multiple times, like, come on. Throughout the game, for the majority of the game, like, come on. Get real now. But I could definitely see a path where this team does not have to go in and do that. Either where they don't have to rely on AD as much, or where they can make it easier on AD, where he's not having to go ahead and, you know, where he's not needed to go in and make 30 points, where he can have a couple games where he's going to be right in the low 20s, or maybe even just a little under 20, say more than 15 points, but not but not 20, you know, anywhere between 15, 17, whatever the case is. My main thing, though, it is one game. Some people are even tripping about the whole fact that LeBron has, only ended up playing 20 games. He's on some sort of a limit restriction or minute restriction or whatever the case is. And I can understand it. Don't get me wrong. I can understand why people are a little bit concerned. I think it's just really, it's the beginning of the season. And with it being the beginning of the season, you definitely don't want to go and have LeBron exerting all this energy, and having to go in and play big time minutes. I actually have been waiting to go in and see when he's going to start playing less and less minutes. And I didn't really think it was going to go down to under 30 minutes right off in the back. I was thinking if he can be right at 30, maybe 32, that's a sweet spot. If he's going to maybe start off playing 28 because he doesn't want to do that right off in the back, that's cool too. Whatever the case is, if that's what LeBron wants to do, I think this guy has earned the respect that we should just be able to let him do what he kind of wants in a way, right? At least that's what I kind of think. But let's wait and see exactly what's going to happen. I definitely do expect his minutes to increase as the season prolongs, maybe not right away or anything like that. But I could definitely see it, you know, happening. The guy is also looking pretty damn well. The balls, his shooting's really well. You know, everything's looking good when it comes down to it, you know. And I even saw some bright spots with Christian Wood. I even saw some bright spots when it came down to Jackson Hayes. Even Cam Reddish, a guy that I didn't even expect to go in and play, he looked really well. But maybe this might just be what Darvin Ham has been talking about, that he wants to, you know, he wants to go ahead and show that he can actually play at a couple different lineups, a couple different rotations out there, depending on who their opponent is. And I love that. I really do actually like that. But I do feel at some point you have to understand who your main guys are, you know. But if it is going to, you know, it is all going to come down to as well in the playoffs, maybe you might want to do that. So I can understand maybe why Darvin Ham wants to go and do that at this time, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to see, because last season he wasn't you know, so equipped, or he didn't want to go ahead and show what he's going to be doing in the playoffs in the regular season, if that makes sense. You know, he don't want to show his cards or show what kind of lineups he's going to be playing with, you know, in the playoffs or anything like that. He wanted to wait for the playoffs to do so. But I could see that maybe in the beginning of the season he might try to mess around with a couple of different lineups and see exactly how the team might look, if he switches this player with that player, whatever the case is. But definitely keep an eye on that. With the Suns game, I definitely can expect that there might be a switch in the lineup, but again, we'll see what happens. I could definitely see that a way where we can win this game. Especially being that we have the size difference on our side, where we have a lot more guys, not just necessarily just taller, but bigger. You know, we have guys that are a little bit bigger, a little bit stockier, a little bit stronger. So hopefully we can take that to an advantage and we can really punish this team. But also take advantage of our height and everything as well, and the shooting that we have, you know. But I really wouldn't want to get into some sort of a shooting competition with these guys, because they have some amazing shooters on the other side. But we'll definitely have to see. I can see a way where the Lakers come away with this victory, making sure that they kind of, you know, calm down a couple of the haters and a couple of people that are overreacting over one game. You know, I've seen it all over ESPN and all over a few different channels, but a lot of real Laker fans, a lot of real Laker analysts who have watched them are not really worried. You know, it's kind of weird, kind of, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to get this overworked over one game, but maybe that's what they kind of get paid to do. I'm really here to go in and tell you guys, all Laker fans can definitely take a deep breath, wait to see how this game goes, wait to see how a couple more games go. You know, you definitely don't want to overreact over the first game, over the first two games. But let's see how this game goes. I am predicting that they can come up with a victory, but we'll see what happens. Until then though, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope I'll definitely try my best to go in and record another podcast tomorrow. If not, I'll for sure do one on Monday to try to preview the Monday night game. We'll even talk about a couple of the Laker games and everything as well from that point. But until then, guys, hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys have a great week. Take care. Peace.